Before we wrap up today, HPR's news director Bill Dorman joins us in our studio today. He has the very latest information on the Kilauea eruption.
And Bill, you took part in a news media briefing at the top of the hour.
Yeah, aloha guys. And it's actually still going on right now. This is being put on by the U.S. Geological Survey and also representatives from Hawaii County Civil Defense and Volcanoes National Park. Mm-hmm. Bottom line, in terms of changes for today, not a lot of developments. 14 fissures remain. Today, the Leilani Estates eruptions have paused. They have not gone away, but right. that's still the situation there. A couple of other points, really, I think, mostly out of that briefing. One about relating to Puna Geothermal Ventures, and this is, of course, the storage of pentane gas, which is there on site, which is also flammable. Mm-hmm. And the newest rifts coming up are approaching those, still about half a mile away. But the more concern about those now, about lava approaching that. So there are, Talmadge Magno of Hawaii County Civil Defense said that 12,000 gallons of pentane are ready to move. They are planning to move that today. They're going to take it to an industrial park. There will be thousands of gallons remaining at PGV. Uh-huh. They still have plans to move those, but they're taking this step by step. But that is, in the short term, that is, was one area of discussion. And as you may have mentioned earlier, Governor Ige plans to issue a supplemental emergency declaration to let him do what needs to be done in terms of moving us from a legal point of view.
But right, because I recall that there was some concern that possibly PGV was not moving fast enough, and there was some concern, I think, on the county council level and, you know, obviously with civil defense.
Yeah, and again, the tone from civil defense on the call was that they are cooperating. They're having some motion. There were not as many details, frankly, in terms of what about the rest of this? What are the specific plans? They're going to start with that 12,000 gallons and sort of take it from there. The other sort of topic that got kicked around a lot and is more of a longer term in coming weeks, not at the East Rift Zone itself, but at Halemaumau Crater, as the lava levels drop to the water, the level of the water table, mm-hmm. The prospect of what they're calling steam explosions, and this is the HVO, the Hawaii Volcano Observatory folks, put out some information this morning about that. It is possible to have debris expelled during those explosions. Sure. Rocks, boulders.
Mm-hmm. And water under pressure, right?
Exactly. And yeah. And this could they were going through in some details about the possibilities of several tons of rocks that could be moved within half a mile. But again, there's another great line, though, from Don Swanson, one of the geologists there, saying that there are no facts about the future and that it's important to bear that in mind. Right now, you're asking scientists in terms of probability, in terms of possibility. These are not facts. These are their opinions about based on what has happened in the past and based on what they believe is likely to happen.
And that's kind of as far as they can go. I mean, that came up in our discussion the other day.
Right, and scary stuff. Like we had that one resident call in and say he's hearing all these noises and explosions, in the cracks.
And falling rocks within the crater, that's a factor. That not a steam explosion so far, but there's a lot of this that, it's still that day by day. They're going to be doing these briefings daily, so we'll see. We'll keep everybody posted.
Okay, thanks. Bill Dorman is HPR's news director with the latest developments on the Kilauea eruption.